The opposition leader Tony Abbott has used his budget reply speech tonight to set out an alternative vision. He ignored the government's demand that he spell out how he intends to return the budget to surplus and produce the figures to back that up. Mr. Abbott panned Labour's economic management and promised a coalition government would always deliver lower spending, debt and taxes. Alexandra Kirk in Canberra has been watching Mr. Abbott's speech. Alexandra, you and I have seen an awful lot of these things. I'm right, am I not, in thinking that there's usually more of an alternate budget element to a budget and reply speech?
Yes, usually at least one or two key elements with which to differentiate the opposition leader from the government. But in this case, Tony Abbott's declined to feed the government in the way that it wanted. It's going to obviously frustrate the government that he hasn't given them anything new to respond to, no new numbers they can crunch, no new material that they can attack him with. He's basically made a pitch to Middle Australia to make life easier for people, to stop or remove wasteful and unnecessary spending, keep interest rates down, and for starters, repeal the carbon tax and mining tax if he wins the next election. He hasn't made any specific promises beyond restating last year's election campaign commitments. He hasn't said where he or the coalition stands on any budget measures, including the contentious ones that he's highlighted, like the freeze on CPI-related increases to family tax benefits. He says the coalition will state its position on individual budget items when they come before the Parliament for assent, not before then. And the big detailed list of spending and savings measures will materialise, he says, in a good time before the next election, so quite a while from now. So for now, he's relying on what he says is the coalition's economic record.
Tonight, I want to reach out to Australian families, to small business people, police, nurses, firefighters, teachers, shop assistants, workers in our steel mills and mines, the people who are the backbone of our society and our economy. I do not think you are rich. I know you are struggling under a rising cost of living, and I know you are sick of a government that doesn't get value from your taxes. So my commitment to the forgotten families of Australia is to ease your cost of living pressure. My task tonight is to offer people a new direction which restores their hope in the future. It's not to detail an alternative budget, but to set out an alternative vision so that the Australian people can be confident that their government need not always be as weak and directionless as it is right now.
Tony Abbott. Alex, there was one carefully crafted joke in there about set-top boxes and building the entertainment revolution, but really what did he home in on terms of policies that he wanted to be represented by?
Nothing new, really. The age-old mantra, stop the waste, stop the boats, pick up the phone to the president of Nauru, pretty well an election speech, and that's the aim. The central thesis for the last part of his speech is that Julia Gillard has no mandate for a carbon tax. He says people are entitled to change their mind, but not on something as big and important as, wait for it, a great big new tax on everything, unless it's validated by a new mandate. He says the Prime Minister looks like she's not up to the job, an interesting turn of phrase there, that the minority government is a failed experiment, that Julia Gillard's eroded her standing and is sapping the government's authority, and lacks legitimacy because the Prime Minister said no carbon tax before the election.
The Prime Minister has compared herself with John Howard and the GST, but there is one fundamental difference between them. The former Prime Minister changed his policy and put the new position to an election. Yeah. The current Prime Minister had an election on one policy and promptly adopted the opposite one. Yeah. Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister should copy John Howard, not just quote him. She and Bob Brown should finalise the carbon tax details, including its impact on jobs, industries and Australians' cost of living, and then she should seek the people's verdict before trying to legislate it. Otherwise, Mr. Speaker, the next election won't just be a referendum on the carbon tax. It will be a referendum on governments that betray their people.
Tony Abbott pushing for an early election in his budget and reply speech. Alexandra Kirk was the reporter.